Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Video bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. Audio bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by the new Winamp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import, now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it free at winamp.com/android.
It's time for the GizWiz, episode 1390, recorded November 13th, 2012. The jury is out.
The GizWiz is brought to you by Go to Assist from Citrix. Take control of your IT world from one simple cloud-based platform. Provide live or unattended support for all your users anywhere. Sign up for your 30-day free trial today. Visit GoToAssist.com and use the promo code GizWiz. And now, get ready for Dick.
Hey, Dick DiBartolo, Mads, Maddest Writer, and the GizWiz. You know, I never intro the show, but I'm so excited because today I've never even met the man. We're meeting on camera for the first time, co-hosting the GizWiz show, Justin Robert.
I forgot to tell you this. Justin couldn't do it. It was kind of a last minute thing, so he can't do the show today.
Oh, you know what? It's okay because Brian told me anytime he can come in if Justin can't do it. So, ladies and gentlemen, Brian Brushwood.
Oh, Brian is actually incredibly busy. He can't do the show today. I'm sorry, Dick. Well, you know I should have told you that.
Because there is some person in the studio who always said, Dick, if you need a co-host, just call on Mr. Tom Merritt.
Actually, Tom said he was really, really busy today. He couldn't quite squeeze it in. I guess he's asleep. Let's not wake him up. Do you have anybody else in your Rolodex?
You know, there's a diner across the street, Hallie's Diner. Leroy, who 3 months ago waited on me, will co-host the show.
Yeah, no, he's no Leroy came here. I'm sorry, Dick. We're really striking out here.
I dread to think where this is going. Please, not Chad, okay? Please. I mean, 1 week, it was like murder. Don't let it be Chad.
I hate to be the one to break it to you, but I got Chad for today.
Oh, is he there yet?
I don't know. He said he was going to help out, but
okay.
Gosh.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. I can't believe it.
I just got here. I was taking
a
nap.
He said yes. He's doing it, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm excited.
My favorite co-host.
Hey,
OMG Chad!
How you doing, Dick? Man, I had so much fun last week.
It was amazing. You are always my first choice to do the show, and when I saw that you came in today,
you are so nice. You are the most sincere fellow I know. You are the best.
Well, you know, it's kind of. I think we work well together. And I think we'll prove that today.
I feel like we're on the same page all the time. And with that, I guess let's go ahead and start the GizWiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and Leo Laporte on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs. Growing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! And we welcome to the GizWiz. Here he is, Mads, maddest, awesome, best writer, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dick?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing really, really good. Since last week, we've elected a president. What else did we do?
Well, that was about it.
You know, that was it.
We're a pretty lazy country. All we did is elect a president.
I think that's really quite enough for 1 week.
Yeah, you know, that was a lot.
It was.
How have you been? Anything new in your life since the week?
Well, you know what? I went to an event last night, and an event that I suddenly realized, so that's how they do it. You've been to CES, and you walk around the exhibits, and you see all these little plaques. We won a 2013 CES Innovation Award.
Best of show.
Best of, yeah. And yeah. Then I'm thinking, the show opened 9 minutes ago, so how did they win? Okay, so in the fall, actually last night, every year there is a fall CES preview event. And that's where, before that event, the judges and their industrial designers, engineers, all independent, who vote on gadgets and gizmos that will be shown at CES 2013.
Oh.
And they give out the awards last night.
Oh. So
that you can print the literature and have the signs made. And So by January.
You're right. I did always think about that. And I just thought it was just the magic of CES that somehow.
Yes, there was somebody under the bench,
yeah,
printing up furiously.
Like little gnomes just came out during the event and like looked at everyone's booth when no one was there and then decided and ran off and had the foresight to print everything up ahead of time.
No, that's Twin, This Week in Gnomes. That's the difference.
I am just a brain case today. Yeah, I should have known.
No, that's okay. Anything great happened to you during the week?
Man, this week.
You elected to anything?
I wasn't elected to anything. Maybe I was appointed a few things. This week has been really, it's been an interesting week because, of course, as you know, Leo is out. And for anyone who's surprised, Leo's out. I'm filling in. Justin couldn't make it this week, very last minute.
You know what? I heard that he had to return a library book and it was like now 3 days. And
I had heard he was busy taking a shower, but
day.
I didn't ask.
Unfortunately, he's not like me where his boss goes on vacation for 3 weeks. He actually has like a real boss that was like, hey, I need to actually work, and I know that, you know, you signed up to pay, you know,
that's
so
like, that's like
you.
That's like a Time Warner thing. Come in.
I know.
Come in and work.
A contract or something. It's like he wants to keep his job.
To keep my job.
Right. I mean, geez. Yeah, I don't want to keep my job.
No, Jason, you need a job in order to keep it. So I would say you don't have to worry.
Absolutely. Yeah, so just in this week that Leo's been out, there's been the whole team has been really great in pulling everything together. Sarah, Tom, Ayaz, everyone's chipping in extra time to host extra shows. And so that's really all that's been going on in my life is just all the extra sort of kicking in. Yeah.
TWIP, This Week in Porn, that's new, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and that has rocketed. I mean, tons of views. I wouldn't think that sort of content would get so many views.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
Yeah, it's a good time to test shows when Leo's not around.
Yeah,
so.
yeah. I mean, that one just...
He'll be shocked.
It was kind of like we all like sort of got in the office. We all just made a parliament decision. Just, you know, push that one on, you know?
Yeah. Take our clothes off and push it out.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, when you don't got any upper management, decisions are much easier to be made.
Yeah.
Like, so much easier. So with that, you went to the...
I went to the CES preview, and I'm going to talk about three gadgets that I saw there and that we're going to see some add-ons to them at CES when we go there in 2013. But the first product I sure is pretty nifty. It's from Liquid Image. You know that company?
Liquid Image.
When I tell you the product, you'll know it. Liquid Image makes scuba masks with built-in cameras, built-in HD cameras.
Yeah.
Well, they have a new product out now, and it's the Liquid Image Snow Goggle HD recording device.
This is similar to the glasses that you had.
Well, you know what? Yes. There's a difference. First of all, if you wear those goggles that you just saw, you will not be incognito.
Yeah.
Very hard to walk into a restaurant wearing those and people thinking, oh, he's just wearing ordinary glasses. But they do a couple things. They record in HD. They're Wi-Fi enabled. It has a rotating camera lens, so you can focus the camera where you want to. But with the Wi-Fi, you can communicate with the goggles. So first of all, you can see what the camera is seeing before you start filming from your goggles.
Oh, wow. And is that like an iPad app or a phone app?
It's both. It's both
that
iPad.
That's cool.
And iPhone and Android, you can, assuming your friends are close, like 100 to 300 feet, depending on how good the antennas are on their phone, they can watch you live streaming while you're doing something wearing the goggles. You can also use your iPad or your device to change settings within the goggles. And there are also settings right on the goggles themselves. I was talking to Melanie there, and I said, what is the video like? And she said, you know, we'll shoot some video now. It was so noisy in the hall. We went out into the hallway to the kitchen, and I'll show you a little video. The video starts out dark because the goggles are obviously set for snow. But you'll see as we walk into the exhibit hall, how much better the video gets when we get some light in there. So let's run the video from the Apex HD Plus.
You're on.
Dick DeBartolo, the Gizwiz and Mads Maddest writer. I'm here with Melanie from Liquid Image. They just won the CES 2013 award in the personal electronics category for the Apex HD Plus. Now, she's filming, Melanie is filming me with one of these units, and this is what it looks like. So you can go skiing, you can be shooting HD video, but it's Wi-Fi enabled, so someone can be watching you. Actually, they'll be seeing the view from inside your glasses on their smartphone. So is it Android and iOS both?
Yes.
Okay. So Melanie, what are these going to retail for?
These will retail for $399, and they just started shipping.
And they started shipping now. Okay, so it's Apex HD Plus. This is what they look like. And
they can go to our website at liquidimageco.com.
Liquidimageco.com. And you can read more about this. And the video that you're watching right now was actually shot on a pair of Apex HD Plus.
And they can probably glasses. See me
right now. Dick DeBartolo, Mads Maddest writer, and the Gizwiz at CES 2013 preview. Bye. I'm going to look around some more. Bye.
She keeps the camera rolling, which is good because...
Yeah, and so she's not holding these. This is strapped to her head.
She's wearing them, and now you see the video gets better
when we
get some light going there.
And you're right, that's a good thing to think about, is snow is incredibly bright. All of that sunlight bounces off of the white snow.
Right,
and back
have we thought about
lens.
It? And also, the hallway turned out to be bad because there's a terrible echo there.
Yeah.
But... They're really neat. So Apex HD Plus, and they started just shipping 2 days ago. They come with a 4 GB microSD card, but you can upgrade it, put in your own card up to 32 GB. Comes with a little cable to download via USB, or just take the card out and put it in a card reader. Also, removable lithium-ion batteries.
Oh,
because,
cool.
You know, are you a skier at all?
I've done a little bit of it. So, yes, I've definitely hit some slopes a few times.
I'm not a big skier, but I just know from experience there are very few AC outlets on the slopes.
Yeah, and having a quickly removable battery, especially if it's something that's standard. Do you know if – I doubt that it's double A.
I doubt it's standard. Yeah. I do not know that. But you can buy external batteries. You get an hour and a half to 2 hours of battery life. The hour and a half is more in cold temperatures because it reduces the voltage in the battery.
Didn't think about that.
So available in black and white. And as I said, they are $399. Extra batteries are optional.
So I have a question.
Yes.
Do you know if the glasses themselves create the Wi-Fi hotspot, or do you need to be at a Wi-Fi hotspot.
No, the glasses themselves create
the
noise.
Because I was thinking, there's not a whole lot of Wi-Fi hotspots on the slopes.
No, that's why they don't bother putting AC on the slopes, because no one's using the routers.
Okay, good. So it creates its own hotspot, and then you and your friends can connect to it. So doesn't matter if you're near one, which is good.
That's right. That's it. Good. Okay. So that is winner number one, CES Innovation Award winner number two.
Cool.
A second winner is from Lowe's, the home construction type store. They won for something called the Iris Smart Kit. Now, Lowe's entered the home automation market in July. And the idea, and I spoke to one of the guys there, it's very clever. You know, home automation is very big. The problem is, every company has their own app and their own way to access the various little components that you bought.
Right, and it's all proprietary.
No one wants
to talk to anyone else.
You're exactly right. So Lowe's, the guy from Lowe's said, you know, we're a big company and we buy a lot of stuff in tremendous amounts. So what we did is we went to a lot of our big suppliers like Schlage, the lock company, mm-hmm. First Alert, GE, Jabsco, Radio Thermostat out of America. And they said, we want you to adapt your devices to our Iris system so that with the one interface, people can connect all of their devices. They even, it can even access, I think it's called, I have a lot of X10 devices, you know, wiring that sends signals through the wiring. You can add that to your Iris device. So right now, there are two kits on the market. They're $179 each. If you can't decide, it's a security kit and it's a home energy kit. They're $179 each, or you can buy the combined kit for $300. And then at CES, they're adding more modules. One of them is going to be a way to look in on your dog. There's a way to the Schlage lock thing is really neat. Mm-hmm. Everybody can have a code, so it can send you a text message to let you know the kids came in the door.
Yeah.
The kids are home. So you can either do a monthly fee, which is $9.99. But I asked the person, you know, he said there's a basic app for free. So I said, well, give me an idea of what you can do if you just buy the kit and you don't want to pay a monthly fee. So he gave me a little list. You can review the last three events that happened in the system. You can turn devices on and off remotely. You can stream video from your home for up to 2 minutes onto your computer or your smartphone. You can control the thermostat from a computer, tablet, or smartphone. You can tell how much electric your home is using. You can lock and unlock doors. So that's pretty neat for a free app. And then there's a premium app where you can do a lot more. I think you can actually cook from afar, but I'm not sure about that.
You can send your bills off to
and Iris pays them. It's
right.
The most amazing. It's really worth
Absolutely.
$10.
Yeah, and they'll even tutor your children when they come home. And
they will. They will give them a college education.
Yeah, exactly.
Your features may vary quite different from what we're saying here.
We may, in fact, be lying. Maybe.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
You know.
So that's Lowe's. Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Really interesting. In fact, the job that I had, two jobs before this, was actually installing home automation equipment. So I installed theater supplies and stuff like that. So this is actually hits home for me. And you said $300 for the unit that sort of connects into everything.
There's a kit that will give you the little gadgets to control the energy in your home.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a separate kit, which is they call their security kit. And each one of those kits is $179.
Oh, got it.
Or you can buy the kit that combines both those kits for $300. And they also throw in something called a range extender. So if you're getting into this big time, you're better off with the $300 kit because you save some bucks and you get an extra gadget.
Yeah. This feels. Yeah.
What are you doing for your next job, by the way? Because it's something you should be thinking.
I'm thinking about race car driving, or perhaps, you know, SpaceX. That seems like a cool company. You know,
be an astronaut, maybe. Yeah, get those goggles. If you become an astronaut, you know what? I think you're going to have to stay up nights, because astronaut training, if you're going to go to the moon, well, you know what?
Yeah.
There's no more moon shots anymore.
No. The space station is the biggest thing I can do. Just live in space for a while, I guess.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's like six months nights.
I know.
If you're just going to go to the space station.
I know. That's no big deal, right? Right. I work here. Right? That's no big deal. I'm sure that the jobs are compatible.
When I mention your name, Nick, he's like in outer space when he works here. So you're partway to your career goal.
I have been called a space case more times than I can count. So
I counted them. It's thousands.
Yeah. I think I'm solidly there. I mean, SpaceX, if you want to give me a call, you can, you know.
Yeah, I think you can. I think they should.
Now, back to the home automation. This feels like how Sonos took routing the nodes of audio throughout your house, and you could control your zones of audio. This feels very similar to what they're doing. They're sort of bringing this home automation to the masses.
Yes, one of the keys was to make it so that the average person can install it and operate it and just do it all, so that everything ends up on just the one Iris app, instead of saying, I want to see if my lock is thing. I have to go to the lock people. I want to see what the temperature is. I have to go to the thermometer people.
Right.
Anyway.
And so far, the biggest supplier in this market has been Crestron. Do you happen to know, is it compatible with Crestron?
You know, I do not know, because I am not the expert that you are.
Right. Yeah. Well, okay. And also, I mean, who would know, you know, when you're at the booth? Let me ask, is this compatible with Crestron? Here's Crestron, and these systems not only cost a lot of money just for the devices, but there is a code base behind it, so the installer will actually hand write code for your house. And if you want the device that you're using to look good, you sort of have to like hire a designer to make it, you know, look really good, or have already, you know, bitmaps made up. And this stuff was a pain to install. And in fact, the thing that we would tell our customers is, listen, do you want it to work really, really, really well? And they'd be like, yeah. And it's like, well, great. It's just money.
Yeah. Right. Well, this is how I feel about that. So this person just spent $500,000 to automate their house. I don't think they're going to say, I need a $179 kit to control.
You're right. But the thing with Crestron is that it's really easy to get it wrong, because they're the biggest name, some normal people will buy Crestron equipment expecting that they can hook it up themselves, and they can't. You need a professional. No. So if someone was into this sort of as a hobby, it would be interesting to know if they were compatible with the biggest supplier of home automation. It may be that's not even the market they're going for at all. They're aiming for more of a middle class.
I don't think it is. But I did hear on Crestron that when you have any sort of trouble, they give you a code for solving it, and the code actually is your cell phone number.
Yes.
And they just go, I need the heat at 70 degrees, and then the Crestron app calls you, and you have to run over to their house and say, oh, I hope no one calls in the next hour, because I have to do it. I'm like, on the other side of town.
It's like artificial intelligence. It's the most intelligent thing in your house, which is you, to go set the thermostat. Exactly.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Did you say no intelligence?
Or artificial. It's not really real intelligence. It's not real, you know.
No. You can always taste the difference between the artificial intelligence and the real.
But, you know, it has less calories, which is really nice. I'm watching my figure.
But it's an artificial sweetener, which is not good for you.
Right.
Okay. From home security to artificial sweeteners, how the brain works.
I derail the show an awful lot. Okay, so gadget number three, unless you have something else to add.
No. Well, gadget number three is another innovation winner. And this is one of those things we talked about. We may have even showed it at a CES intro for 2012. But it often takes many months, sometimes 3, 6, 9 months for a product to get into the marketplace. So even though this was shown at last year's CES, it won a 2013 CES Innovation Award. And this one you may know about, the Spare One cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
This is a cell phone
that lasts like forever.
Yeah, it comes with a single AA battery. It's an Energizer Ultimate lithium battery. So you can store this as an emergency cell phone, and it'll hold its charge for 15 years.
Yeah.
If for any reason the battery's dead, it'll run with any AA battery. Now, it needs your SIM card. Well, first of all, with nothing in it, it can call 911. So the main thing that if there's a real emergency you're going to need is 911. So that you can get by just holding down the big red button on the front. Hold it for 2 seconds. It automatically dials 911 for you. If you're using your own SIM card, it can hold pre-programmed numbers. Once you start using the battery and for the first time, you can now get 10 hours of talk time on that one AA battery. And as I said, you put in the SIM card. It has to be on the GSM network, so mainly T-Mobile and AT&T. And so you can put in 9 other speed numbers. And what's new now is the video we're showing is the case that they showed originally at CES 2012. But they are now shipping it in a waterproof, floatable, clear plastic bag. And the phone actually operates through the bag. So like in the past hurricane, if you were out in the wind and the surf, this phone can still be used and protected from the elements. It's good for up to 3 feet of water for 30 minutes. It can go down to minus 22 degrees Fahrenheit, operates up to 140 degrees Fahrenheit. And also in the bag, there's a little room to throw in cash or a credit card. So this could be like a little emergency pack for you. It's $89.99 on the company's website. And we're still waiting to hear an answer back, but my guess is the phone has not changed since CES 2012. So my recommendation is if you don't need the waterproof pack, I mean, you could easily buy your own pack. It is on Amazon for, I believe it was $57.
Oh, wow.
There it is. Yeah, $57. In either red or white. So if you want an emergency phone, always know that when you take it out, the battery's not going to be dead. The Spare One is not a bad device to have in your emergency kit.
And then who do you see using this? Mostly in an emergency kit, but do you think that it would be useful for, say, give it to a child to keep in their backpack if they get lost? Or does that not really make sense?
You know what? As long as the child realized that when he holds that button down, he's
right.
calling the cops.
Right.
You know? It's not a toy.
Right.
You know, a few weeks ago or a couple months ago, I did the backpacks with built-in burglar alarm. If the child got frightened or felt they were being followed, or they would pull a ripcord little dongle, and it would set off a 110 decibel alarm. And the manufacturer said, you have to stress to kids, this is really a theft deterrent, a way to scare crooks away or to scare someone you're afraid of away. In no way do you demonstrate this to the kids around you or that it's a toy. So
right.
I think if they understand the same thing, that this is something that for an emergency, I think it's not a bad idea.
Right. And part of me wishes that the device
Which
had a
part
cover. I'd say this part right here, like
that part.
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
It's just
yeah, okay.
You know, this
that
one
part
is
part of you is
kind
very
of,
very finicky.
Yeah, it's nervous all the time, and
yeah, I know, and ticklish.
Yeah, yeah. So this one, I like to keep it covered, or like you know, put some plastic wrap on it, make sure that
or
it
a lower third.
Yeah, exactly.
Covered with
yeah.
a lower third.
Yeah, or an iPad. Yeah. You know, sometimes I just walk around like this all day, just to make sure
that
this part of me doesn't get out.
That explains
yeah.
a lot. Okay.
Yeah. I wish that tab was a little bit harder to pull out because, or there was a front cover on the device, something like that. I don't know. I just see that tab, and it looked really easy to pull out. And I could, if you were going to put this into a backpack or something that moved and traveled a lot, I could
right.
see that tab coming out, and then you're just one button push away from.
Well,
hey,
we
police.
Don't see. I don't have one, so I don't know how hard
yeah.
it is. Well, it's a full 2 second push.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So you don't, you know, you're not going to just accidentally hit it.
Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah.
But
okay.
I know you. If you had one of these, you would be sitting there going, should I push it?
Is it right now?
Should
I'm like, yeah, it's like a toy. It's like it
should
looks
I?
So interesting with the battery. It's just I you know, there's that little tab, it's just begging.
Yeah.
Just
and then you'd begging. Push it and then you'd make up a whole story
yeah.
about you would felt threatened.
Listen, there was a guy around here, he had like weird brown hair and it scared me.
You mean Tom Merritt?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
he
scares everybody.
It was a scruffy beard.
Yeah.
And he just was coming at me. He was just like, hey, have you heard on the news? The iPhone 5S is maybe going to be made. It scared me. It really.
Yeah.
I would have called the cops right at that point.
And you well should have.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, I think that we are. I still have.
Well, wait a minute. You know, Leo's going to talk
yeah.
for a minute, and then it's going to be your turn.
Exactly.
So. We'll turn it over to Mr. Leo Laporte.
Hey, Justin Robert Young. Is he on?
No.
No.
Is that you?
No,
Jerry?
It's not.
Hey, Jerry. Hey, Dickie D. Leo Laporte. I know.
Half right.
I'm supposed to be in Australia right now. I decided not to go on that trip. I've been sitting. You didn't know this. I've been sitting across the room watching you for the whole week. And I just got to say, you guys are doing a fantastic job. I may just stay here forever. I just need a little throne I could sit here and watch. Nice job. Nice job. Every once in a while, break in, say something like, hey, you know about Go to Assist? Do you know about Go to Assist? Actually, do you know about? If you're in the IT business, you ought to know about Go to Assist. GOTOAssist.com, the market leader in remote support. But boy, they're more than that. They're more than that. Go to Assist does remote access up to 8 sessions at once, unattended sessions, all that stuff. Now they have a service desk. This is their newest feature. Lets you easily manage, track, and resolve issues. You can route service desk records, assign appropriate priorities. This lets you take one or two guys and turn your little company into a big managed service provider. And then I love the monitoring. Have you seen this? Oh, this is awesome. Monitoring lets you know what's on your client's network, software, hardware, everything from the toner cartridge to network performance. You can create a dashboard that monitors all this. You can get proactive alerts, instant messenger, email, even text messages before there's a big problem so you can fix it. Ah, I just love this. And by the way, not only is it you know effective, it's convenient for you because you can deliver support from your smartphone, your iPad, your tablet, your laptop. So you can go out, enjoy life, and the client says, the Framets is on the blink. You just fire up your iPad or your iPhone and fix it. Absolutely secure, using SRP end-to-end authentication, incredible performance, all the things you'd want. And let me tell you, visit the GoToAssist site just to see what they can do, and then click the try it free button, because the only way you can really understand this is to try it. You got to use our offer code, which is GizWiz. So, you know, configure your trial. Notice, you know, you can use all three of them. The key is where that says promo code, click that link and put in GIZ space WIZ so that we get credit. I have to tell you, if you are in the remote support business or support business, period, If you're an IT person, a support person, software support, you got to use this. You got to try it. Go to assist.com. Click the try it free button. Check all the boxes so you get all the features. And then use the offer code GizWiz to try it absolutely free for 30 days. I don't know why. I feel like Justin Robert Young might have done remote support or IT at one point in his checkered career. That was after, would you like fries with that? That was later. Back to you, JRY and GWZ.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for...
Yes, and CHAD.
Yeah. We're working with the guy for about a year and a half. He still doesn't remember my name. He still thinks that I'm judging him all the time, that I'm a jury that's judging him.
That's good. Nice.
Yeah. Anyway. Thanks, Leo, for the go-to-assist.
The jury's out on you, pal. So
it now, is.
Ladies and gentlemen, once a week, we ask our co-host to come up with either a piece of crap or an amazing gadget, and we call it Turn the Table Turkey. So, Chad, what do you have?
Well, this week, I have a device that I've actually been using for a while. It is the Anker external battery. And this was actually first used by Tony. And I took a trip into the city. And, of course, my phone died. And Tony let us use his version of this. And it was so useful that I went out and bought one on Amazon the next day. So what it is it's an external battery. On the front here, you have a button which will tell you your charge, and we're at 100 right now. This button also will work for the front light. So if you happen to need a light to, like, say, look under your desk, just click and hold that button, and you get a tiny little LED. This LED really isn't that amazing or useful. You can kind of see it on the desk here. And this is, you know, inches away from the desk, and that's the light that it's putting out. It's nice for if you are in a pinch and really need a light, but really don't be buying this device.
Well, it'll be good for a menu in a restaurant.
Yeah. I mean, the truth is that if you're going to use this a lot, you'd probably have it in your pocket or your jacket. I keep it in my jacket because if I'm traveling a lot, I tend to keep my jacket on me. So, yeah, if menu in a restaurant. I've used it a few times when I've dropped my keys at the technical director's desk. But truly, the light really isn't the big feature on this. On the top, you have a micro USB port for charging. So that's it. That's power in. And then you have a normal USB slot for power out. And so this USB can take iPod chargers, phone chargers, whatever the heck you want to charge with USB. And then on top of that, if, say, you forgot...
Wait, there's more?
There is more. And this is my favorite feature of it. On the side here, you have a little bit of a handle, and you can pull that out, and there is another micro USB in there. And this will charge your phone just as well as the
Can you charge two things at once?
Yes. So that's actually what we were doing. Wow. We were on a ferry back from San Francisco, and I had my phone just via the micro USB slot plugged into here, and then we had the other USB port plugged into an iPad. And so here I can actually turn off my phone.
How many milliamps is that, Chad?
So the milliamp hours on this is actually 3,200.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That is really good. So a normal phone will have around 16. This is actually an extended battery, so you can see that it's charging up my phone right now. This phone has an extended battery with 21, so I will actually get around 1.5 charges out of this device into this phone, which is really useful. I'm unsure on how much the iPad has. The other thing that I'm unsure with is the speed of the charge, because it is not really hindered by an amperage or a voltage. Oh, I guess right here it is a 5-volt, 0.6-amp charger. So that's a normal amount of charge. This isn't going to charge your thing super fast, but that's about normal. And then once I have this all hooked up, my one problem is that because this micro USB thing comes out of the side, there isn't a really good way to sort of fold this up and then put it in your pocket again, you kind of have this sort of weird mess of battery and phone that, you know, you could set down on a table or throw back into your pocket. But this was really, really useful. I've used it a few times. Now, I actually kind of want to test something, because the other day I had my phone turned off and I was charging. And I got, it may have just been a weird bug with this phone, but it actually threw the phone into a funny mode. So I actually haven't had time to test it since then. So we're going to kind of do it live and see. No, it looks like everything's booting just fine. So, yeah, so that is the Anchor.
Wow, so this thing must be like $50-$60.
That is the thing. On Amazon, you can find this for around, what is it, $22, $23 to be to round correctly.
Wow.
Right.
That is actually...
Right.
For 3,200 milliamps, that is really a bargain.
And so any phone, most Android phones have a micro USB port at the bottom of them. So it should be able to charge your phone. It has a whole bunch of compatibility listings on the Amazon ad. But really, any phone that has a micro USB charger, this should be just fine and should charge your device. And even if you don't have a micro USB, and there's the eye that I keep as my background. Even if you don't have a micro USB
charger. Is that your security system?
Right. Yes. So hopefully, you know, that's the I'm always watching you if take my phone.
That's your front-facing camera.
Exactly. I've scanned your iris now and... I will be calling you and calling the government to tell them that you stole my phone. But yeah, so that is the Anchor micro USB charger for $23. I'd say that this is a great gift to give a family member that you know that has a phone with a micro USB port, or even if they don't. It has that USB port, which it can charge just about anything.
And we're spelling Anchor, A-N-K-E-R.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That is good. That's actually pretty good looking.
Yeah. So aesthetically, it's just shiny black plastic. It does show fingerprints pretty well, but you know what? You're gonna keep it in your car or in your
So it's an even better security device.
Right. So you can, let's see if, there you go. Let's see if you can take my fingerprint off the case.
Oh, yeah, it's
good.
A lot of fingerprints on that.
Right. And if you're wondering, it does let you know the milliamp hours, and you get a constant, you know, how much charge you get, which was really, really useful. So that's my gadget number one. If we are running short on time... I happen to have a second gadget that I could show off.
Okay.
It's up to you, Dick. Do you want me to jump into my second gadget, or is that it?
Depends on how complicated it is.
Not very complicated.
Yeah, then you can do it.
Let me jump on into it. So winter is coming up, and you probably have your own pair of favorite gloves that you don't want to part with. Hopefully. And unfortunately, those gloves, I actually have my favorite pair of gloves right here. I've had them for a while now, but they are my favorite.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so, nice.
You know, you should wash those in cold water.
Because
you really do have a shrinkage problem.
I don't know. I've had them since I was really young. I feel like, you know, I walk around. They keep my fingers warm, you know.
Okay.
Just walking around and doing. But the only problem that I have with these is that they are non-capacitive. So if I turn on my phone again and I try to unlock it, this is not going to happen, right? it's just a lost cause. My fingerprints can't get through that.
Yeah, so, but you're polishing the phone.
Yeah, I am. I am cleaning it, and this has nice little rubberized, you know. But there's no way. Oh, it looks like I somehow got. I think I'm pushing through the
fabric
there. But that's not what you want. You want your gloves to work like they normally do, just like these. You know, just how I'm wearing them now.
Okay.
So. What we have is the these are the Corky spelled Corky. Corky spelled
Corky. G-O-I-R-K-Y.
Exactly.
They make fun stuff.
This is the Digits pack. And so what you get with this is you get a few little buttons. that will attach to any of your existing gloves. So these come out. The metal side goes on the inside of the glove, and then this plastic part goes on the outside, and that will make it capacitive. So you can see, I'm not going to touch the screen. I'm not going to touch the screen, just with the plastic, and it will draw on the screen.
So in other words, you take your very, very favorite gloves from your great aunt Selma, and you make a hole in it.
Exactly. Well, depends on what type of glove. So if you have a leather glove, this might be a little difficult. One, they screw off, so it's not a pin. It's actually a little screw. So you don't have to worry about them falling off if, say, you were worried about that. And so I'm going to go ahead and turn this glove sort of inside out. I'm going to put the – which one is this? That right there. Turn it inside out.
And they're called Quirky Digits?
Quirky Digits.
Quirky Digits, okay.
And then you just kind of pin it through, and this works perfect on this type of knitted glove that I have.
High quality.
Okay.
And then you just screw that on. Now, they give you 4 pads, so that's for both of for your pointer fingers and your thumbs. So you can text, or with either hand, you can swipe with your finger, just like you expect to. So I have one installed.
Are they marked T and S for text and swipe, or are they interchangeable?
No, they are interchangeable. You can do whatever the heck you want with them. So I have them installed on this finger now. Let me screw it on. There you go. And screw it on. So that's what it's going to look like once it's on your pair of favorite gloves. And through this, I can interact with my phone just like I would expect to. So let me go over here and play a game of Bad Piggies, you know. Because that's what we do. Actually, you know what? Let's go home, and it's going to take a little while to load up. But yeah, that's the.
And what do they cost?
They, I'm unsure. Let's.
That's a good question. Let me get on.
Good question. We will consult the.
And someone wants to know: can you use them on your socks?
I'm sure you can. Anything that the little pin will go through, these will be able to work with. So, all it is. Is on one side you have sort of the capacitive connector, and then you have a little pin there that will attach to the other side of the pad, which is also metal, and then the pad itself is kind of a smooth plastic. It feels really nice. The one issue that I sort of have
there
with these. There you go. How much are they?
$10.78 at Amazon.
$10. So to keep your favorite pair of gloves capacitive, that's not that bad. That's not that bad of cost.
Yeah. Well, you know, because you get embarrassed when people go, "Oh, those are nice gloves. Are they capacitive?"
And you're like, "No."
I know.
Sorry.
You hang your head in shame. Yeah. So at the website themselves, at the Quirky website, they're $12, $11.99. But Jason has found a bargain price of, what was it, Jason, that you found?
$10.78.
Oh, you can save $1.20-something.
Now, the other thing is on the website, if you go back, they have a special tool to add. If you go to second picture, there's sort of this special tool to add it to the inside of your glove. I didn't get that tool. It may have just been lost in the studio since these have been here or something like that. But it's...
Oh, you mean the tool is part of the kit?
It might be. Rumors suggest that perhaps that tool is part of the kit. Either way, it's pretty easy to... It's kind of a one-time install, so no big deal if the tool doesn't ship with the kit. But it's good to know that it might actually ship with a little tool to add these to your gloves. The biggest problem that I have with these is actually that when you screw it on, it actually leaves a pretty sizable gap between the sort of copper back plate and the capacitive rubber part. And I'll try to show you right now what I'm talking about. So if you go back to, there we are, there's a pretty big sized gap.
Oh, so you should have favorite thick gloves.
Right. And so... It wasn't the biggest problem, but I really felt like they should screw in a little bit more, and I've pegged it there. There's no, it can't screw in any any further than this. So that was a little bit of a problem just in style and feel. I didn't really enjoy that so much, but that's not that big of a problem. So yeah, that is the quirky digits, and you get four of them in this little pack to convert your gloves into capacitive gloves.
Perfect.
For $10. Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, cool. I think that you have a letter from a guest. Is that correct?
We do. Well, first of all, we have to play our warehouse theme. Do you happen to have it, Jason?
Oh, this one.
Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play. In Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
I love that foghorn. That's my favorite. I just wish I had a button that just wah, wah, just at any point. Just like the
we'll
gong.
Work on that for next time.
Right.
Next time that you're not
that
going
I'm
to be
not,
on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Justin will get here and there'll be this big red button.
We have a letter, and after the letter and the video, we'll tell you how you can have your video on the GizWiz. But first, this is the intro to our viewers' gadget warehouse pick. Hello, Dick and Leo, and the producer, who happens to be Jason Howell. I've recorded a video presenting my warehouse gadget, the 1980s Fabulous Fred, a 10-in-1 electronic game from Mego Corp. Thanks in advance for the time given to my proposal, best CIC, Caroline Isabel. And she's associate professor at Department of History at Queen's University. Wow. Kingston, Ontario. And Carolyn, thanks for sending your video. And this is her gadget warehouse.
Hey, Leo. Hey, Dick. You wanted to see our old gadgets. Well, I have a gadget for you. And this is a gadget from 1980. That I got at Christmas 1980. I wanted an Atari 2600, and my parents bought me this instead. The Fabulous
She still hates her parents.
Fred. A 10-in-1 game that was made by Mego Corp and that was distributed in Canada by Grand Toys. This is the bilingual Canadian version. Let me show you what's in the box.
It's just like an Atari.
Let's get this out. You have the Fabulous Fred Fabulous Glossy English Instructions, the Crappy French Instructions, the thingy with which you would play roulette or baseball. Never figured out how to play baseball. I've had this since 1980. The thingamajigs and little pins and whatever that you use to play roulette or baseball. Never used them. And the Fabulous, Fabulous Fred. Now, this little thing doesn't work anymore. I just put batteries in it, and it won't turn on, and I'm really saddened because the last time I did turn it on, it worked. And it would go boot, 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 boot. Unfortunately, it doesn't work anymore. If you want to see what it sounded like, just go online and Google Fabulous Fred. There's lots of YouTube videos. I'm this little guy, and I'm really saddened that the batteries I put in, 2D batteries and 1 9-volt batteries, didn't work. Unfortunately, I will forever cry for this little thing that's not working anymore. But it was a wonderful thing that I played endlessly on until at least 1984. Never got my Atari 2600, but you know, I got this instead. My sister got a Merlin, which still works, and I'm jealous. Anyway, so that was my old gadget that I'm never throwing away, even though it's not working anymore. Bye.
That's wonderful.
That's so funny. But we have good news because Jason has uncovered what Fabulous Fred sounds like when it does work.
Oh, well, I should, but it's not playing here. Here we go.
What it sounds like when it does work.
Yeah, it's exciting, I know.
Wow.
Is it a singing device?
I think it's like a Simon game, style game.
Like follow.
This is 1980s technology at its best, everyone.
Wow. Glad that the viewer got a manicure right before.
I think maybe this other video that I found is it powering up, possibly.
And I love it that this is the ultimate game.
Now do that.
Yeah, right.
Oh, so wow. It's more or less like a Simon wannabe.
Yeah. Seems like it. Yeah. Now, if you had asked for an Atari 2600 and you had gotten this,
you got that one.
How would you feel?
Well, I think she still hates her family.
Right,
I
exactly. She hates,
that's obvious.
I know she still hates her sister. Exactly. I hope her sister doesn't see this show.
Exactly.
But if you want to be a part of the Giz Whiz, we're looking for videos in four categories. I bought a piece of crap. You know, you bought something you hated. Do a little 2 to 3 minute video, family-friendly video about why it's a piece of crap. You'll feel better because you saved others from buying it. I invented this. If you or a friend invented something, a little video of how it works. My gadget warehouse, like you just saw Caroline. A gadget that you bought years ago. Hopefully one that works. We're getting an awful lot of videos of broken gadgets. So if you have a gadget that does work, just do what she did. Where you got it and how long you've had it for. And a new category, my favorite gadget of all time. Even if you just bought it a year ago, a little 2 to 3 minute video why this is your favorite gadget of all time, what you paid for it, etc. And submissions, post it on YouTube and send Jason the link.
Please, please,
and
please.
Yes, please, please, please. Gizwiz at twit.tv. And we always say production value doesn't count. I mean, just look at this show, for example. So the worse it is, the better we like it. Gizwiz at twit.tv. Get us your video, and hopefully you'll see it here on the Gizwiz.
Sounds great. It's good to know that even in 1980, that they were doing that thing where it's like, oh, you really want this device? Well, we're going to make this other device that confuses all the parents to go buy it for their children, which was Fabulous Fred at the time.
Fabulous Fred, yeah.
Fabulous Fred. Well, is that it? Are we done with the show?
No, we just have the letter of the
day. Oh, that's right.
I can find it. Okay.
Go ahead and boogie while you look for it. It's cool.
Boogie disco letters. Here come the letters. We have the longest bumper.
Oh, and Dick just decided, you know what? I'm out of here.
You know what? We're out.
Now. And our letter is from Andrew. The subject is Liquipel gets a slap on the wrist. Hi there. I recall you and Leo having a time with Liquipel, and it seems that Choice Magazine, a consumer magazine, has tested it, and that has led to action from the NSW, State Consumer Regulator. This is what Choice Magazine said, and it is known as the People's Watchdog Magazine. This is down in Australia. We conducted a test inspired by the Liquipel promotional video that showed them generously dousing an iPhone with water and leaving it fully submerged. Contrary, it should be pointed out to their disclaimers, which say, don't do this. Their phone suffered no apparent ill effect. Unfortunately, our iPhone and iPad did almost immediately. So pretty much it's a case of do as I say, not as I do, not to mention the misleading advertising. I thought you would be interested, Leo, because maybe you want to testify while you're down there in Australia. So, Andrew, we'll send this on to Leo. You know, my guess is Leo is sitting bored, silly in his hotel room thinking, yeah. What is there for me to do?
What was I doing?
Why? Crazy idea to come all the way here. Well, Leo, you can go and get even with Liquipel because, as you know, did Leo only fry an iPad?
He fried his iPhone.
His iPhone.
Yeah, it was an iPhone 4S, I believe, or 4. 4S. We were at CES. We saw the demos where you dropped it in a tub of water.
We should say, Liquipel, how much does it cost, you know?
It cost around, I believe it was around $50. You send your device to them. You don't ask them to buy a device and ship it to you. You send your phone to them. Then they do the beading technology, which seals your phone in a micro layer of plastic, and it looks like we'll get the correct amount here. Apparently it costs depending on what phone you use. Go ahead and click buy now.
How about the iPad? What does the iPad cost?
The iPad.
I thought I saw $90. Is that possible?
iPad third generation, waiting for it. Zip code.
It looks down there. Standard lapel and gadget film, $120.
Whoa.
Yes. And so
you pay $120, and then this magazine fried both an iPhone and an iPad. Wow.
Yeah. And that was
and you're on their website now, so obviously they're still doing this, right?
Yes.
Wow.
And what's interesting is we saw this happen. Like it worked at CES and at the trade shows that we saw them working. What's the different method that they're using with the customers' products versus the demo products that they show off?
That's interesting.
And what they say is, no, this isn't for dunking your device in. It's for preventing normal amounts of water. You know, not actually dunking it in. It's for like splashes or spills that you could quickly clean up instead.
Yeah. Well, then why do they demo it in a fish tank?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's confusing to the customer because they see it dunked in water and they feel like they can take their iPad and put it into water as well. Yeah. Disappointing. Very disappointing.
Right,
check out one thing here, just so you know, if you are on iOS and you want to have fun with the
fabulous Fred.
JC Calhoun in the chat room pointed out that this Fred memory game, $1.99, does that.
Wow.
You know, you don't need that. That's really great.
And it's even iPad compatible. Look at that.
Oh, that's so it would look just like Fabulous.
It's the same size, probably
it's
weight.
It's faux Fred.
Absolutely.
It's faux Fred.
Just now, like in the 80s, you can share it to Facebook.
Exactly.
Yeah, just like it was in the 80s.
Just like in the 80s. In the 80s, right. Unfortunately, you had to mail your Facebook stuff in. But now, it's just words.
In the 90s, it was fax it in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then the late 90s, it was pager it in. You could just, you know. I don't know how pagers work, actually. I have no idea how pagers work.
And then scan it in the year 2000. But now, it's just on the iPad.
In the cloud. And the iPod.
Oh, and I should mention the What the Heck Is It game.
Yeah.
The new game is in full swing. You can win up to 36 autographed copies of the January 2013 issue of Mad Magazine. So go to gizwiz.biz, click on the What the Heck Is It link, and there's a picture of something there. So take a guess as to what it is.
I still think it's a mustache holder. It's the whole mustache.
Well, I cannot give any hints. I give away 12 autographed issues. If you get the right answer, up to 24 issues. For stupid, dumb, clever answers. We like those a lot. So play the What the Heck Is It? And you'll be getting next year's Mad Magazine, our special issue called The 20 Dumbest People Things of 2012. And in that issue, I will have a satire on the Apple letter explaining about Apple Maps. So
very cool.
Look for that.
Well, anything else that you want to plug before we head off?
No, I know that you'll be spending the entire week trying to poison Jory and
He's actually coming here tonight for NSFW, so you can bet that when he drives away, his brake lines won't be the same.
In which case, we'll see you again next week, but absolutely. Hopefully not. I mean, hopefully that would be beyond what anybody could take, what anybody could hope for.
Exactly. And, man, you are the best, most, I mean, you are the nicest fellow. I mean, every time that we do a show together, I just feel warm and fuzzy inside that. Yeah. It's just great. It's just great.
I know. It's on the outside that I worry.
Awesome. Well, that is it for this episode of The GizWiz. Remember that we shoot this live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific. That is 5 p.m. Eastern if you want to catch us live. Of course, always, all of our episodes back to episode 1, which is a considerable amount. We're on 13,000th episode.
1,390.
Wow. In 10 episodes, we are going to hit four. I mean, I already feel like this is my show. We're going to hit 1,400 episodes. Wow.
So your math skills are even beyond your security skills.
Right.
I'm amazed.
I can do math, like addition, best subject in school. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Really, really good. All the way through high school, I was the best at addition. All the other stuff, had to work on, but addition, really good. So if you want to check out all of our episodes, including this one on demand, you can head on over to twit.tv. There we are last week. It's like nothing has changed. Episode 389. And you can subscribe to the show. You can play it in the browser if you don't want to download it yourself. You just want to stream it. And there's also some show notes there as well. Well, that is it. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We will see you next week. I'll be here. Oh, crap. It's your line.
I'll be here.
I got all the way to the show and lost it right there.
I'll be here too.
See y'all next week.
You cannot wreck this show. Trust me on that.
Oh, you woke up.
You need me?
It's. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Tom. Thanks, Tom.